Now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, you have the latest data on job growth in Greater Rochester. What do the numbers tell us?
Yeah, good morning, Beth. Those latest numbers on jobs for the Rochester Metro continue to show improvement over last year at this time, when the pandemic greatly was impacting a number of businesses. For the month of September, the Rochester Metro saw a 5.3% increase in private sector job growth compared to last year, with a lot of the growth taking place in the leisure and hospitality sector. This according to state labor analyst Tammy Marino, who says that sector was especially hard hit last year.
And the manufacturing sector added nearly 7,000 new jobs over the past 12 months. Employment in the sector actually currently stands about 3,000 above its pre-pandemic level.
Marino says one big issue for many businesses is just being able to find enough employees to fill vacancies. Statewide private sector jobs increased 3.7% in September compared to a year ago. That was about a point less than the increase in the U.S. overall. Well, the Science, Technology, and Advanced Manufacturing Park, they call it STAMP for short, located in the Genesee County town of Alabama, had a groundbreaking for its first tenant last week. That has been long in the planning stages. Plug Power, the hydrogen fuel company based in Albany, which already expected to employ hundreds of people at a different facility in Henrietta, has begun construction on a $290 million electricity substation and a green hydrogen fuel production facility in Genesee County. The fact that Plug Power is putting in that substation is, according to officials, important for future development of that business park. Matt Hurlbut, the president and CEO of Greater Rochester Enterprise, believes that STAMP facility is uniquely positioned to attract more companies.
Yeah, the infrastructure, the access to hydropower, the fact that it is located uniquely between Buffalo and Rochester, so you've got the access to over 57 colleges, 2.1 million people in the sense of both metros, and some of the supply chains that we can afford, the companies that are in the right space looking to make a significant investment.
That Plug Power facility in Genesee County expected to create 68 jobs. Recent numbers on sales of existing homes in New York State show the continuation of some trends, including the median price of a house, which has climbed statewide and locally for some time now. For the third quarter, prices were up nearly 12% in Monroe County compared to last year at this time, even more in some neighboring counties like Livingston and Ontario. In terms of home sales locally, sales in Monroe were up just about 2%. Of course, the ongoing lack of supply of homes has had an impact on sales. Homes for sale in Monroe County for the third quarter down more than 12% compared to a year ago. It was a similar situation in some other nearby counties. Xerox recently publishing its 2021 Global Corporate Social Responsibility Report. Among the points the company wants to make is that it doubled down on sustainability efforts by publishing a roadmap to reach what is called net zero in terms of the environment by 2040. Net zero means achieving a balance between the greenhouse gases put into the atmosphere and those taken out. Xerox's roadmap to achieving that benchmark include improving processes and energy efficiency. By the way, Xerox, with third quarter earnings out early tomorrow, we'll have them for you right here in WXXI. And Wegmans has begun hiring in Washington, D.C., its first store in that city. It's due to open next summer. They plan to employ a total of 450 full and part-time people, and the new store will occupy space in the former Fannie Mae headquarters building in northwestern D.C. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.